All right, welcome back to The Edge Show, episode number 43. We have six news items for you today.
That's right. First of all, we are happy to announce that Office 2013 is now available to our TechNet and MSDN subscribers. So you can go download the full version and start taking advantage of that today, whether it's on your Windows 7 devices or even on Windows 8.
Yeah.
And additionally, we've made some other announcements around Office, specifically with our Yammer acquisition. So a lot of people, they don't really know what Yammer is, but this was a social media company that we acquired last June, and it basically allows you to do social media within your enterprise. So kind of think of it like you know, any of those big social media sites where you have communication, collaboration, shared documents, email, comment, things like that. And so Yammer is basically going to allow you to make that fully private, so it's only accessible to individuals within your organization. Mm-hmm. Now, the big announcement around Yammer is we purchased this company, but now we're trying to integrate it with the rest of the Microsoft family of products. So a big announcement recently was we're integrating this with SharePoint. Now, right now, you can use SharePoint Web Parts, or you can use Yammer Open Graphs and still get this interaction between the two products, but you still need to sign on to them independently. So people are saying, you know, hey, Microsoft, let's get single sign-on. And so we are happy to announce that we now have single sign-on between the two products. Additionally, we now give you document collaboration, so you can share your documents between anyone in your social network within your company. And finally, we've announced that we have feed aggregation. So as you pull in news and data from all the different components around your company, internal sites, external sites, you can go and share these, aggregate all the links, and you know, share them with other people as part of your social network. And we've announced the prices for this, and it's as low as $3 per user per month. So great value, a lot of opportunity. And as we look to the future, we are going to continue to integrate this with Office 365, SharePoint, and some of Microsoft's other Office products.
Cool. Yeah, lots of good stuff there with Yammer. I know inside as a company, we started using it pretty quickly. We have a wide adoption. I think 75% of our company within like the first 3 months of our acquisition, we're now
It's been great. We're really taking advantage of it. Yeah. And see, a lot of customers are going to be using that as well soon.
Yep. In other news, we have MDOP 2012. So if you're not familiar with MDOP, Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack 2012, there are a number of technologies that are under that hood. One of those is user experience virtualization. So if you know what roaming user profiles are, we totally revamped that, gutted it, and we made so many changes that we called it user experience virtualization now. And so if you want your settings to follow you across different machines inside of an enterprise, that's what UEV will do. You also have, as part of MDOP, AppV, or Application Virtualization 5.0. So that's finally released as well. There's a lot of new capabilities with AppV 5.0. And all of this is available if you have a volume license. So if you've got a volume license agreement, you can do that up. And we also have another tool there in MDOP called Dart. So Dart's really handy as an IT pro if you want to do troubleshooting. I know I have a little USB stick that's got all the Dart tools on it. So if I want to do any kind of recovery, you know, reset a local password or, you know, get to recovering the machine, it's kind of handy. But yeah, so that's MDOP 2012. Go check it out and see what you might have as a good use for yourself there.
Great. Well, next, we're happy to announce that Internet Explorer version 10 is now available on Windows 7. So IE 10, if you're already using Windows 8, you're probably familiar with it and a lot of the great features we have. For example, we have the full screen UI. So we hide toolbars, other notifications when you need it, so that you can make the most of your screen resolution, just like we have here. Additionally, it's now fully touch-enabled. So if you have a touch tablet, touch PC running Windows 7, you could take advantage of the first browser that's fully designed for touch optimization. Additionally, we've added a lot of performance enhancements and supporting new standards, such as improvements with our HTML5 and CSS 3.0 support. We've ramped up the security as well. Browsing security is something that's been very important, and one of the more popular features people were asking for that we really wanted to bring onto Windows 7 was the Do Not Track feature. Essentially, this gives you the option when you visit a website to basically tell this website, don't track me with any cookies, any other type of confidential information, so that you can really, you know, isolate that and improve your security while browsing online. And all of that's available for download today. Again, IE 10 on Windows 7.
There you go. The next thing we have in the list is a free ebook for Windows 8. So for you IT professionals that are out there that want to kind of understand how does this relate to me in my enterprise and my organization. Do you want to get a quick read, a free download there as a PDF file? It's got some good things as well for shortcuts. So if you want to, you know, be that guy that, you know, shows off Windows 8, the new features, and make yourself and other people more productive with different kinds of shortcuts, go check that out. All right, next up, and the last item on our list for this week, is that Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012 are now supported with Configuration Manager 2007. And we have a little add-on pack to make that work. Because one of the big things was, with System Center 2012, you have to have SP1, which is not out yet. And so now we've had an update so that if you're already running Configuration Manager 2007, we now support Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012 inside your organization. So kind of a big deal for folks. But up next, I have a technical interview on Windows Phone. This being the consumerization of IT focus session, Windows Phone 8 in the enterprise, since we recently released that. I've got an interview on capabilities for Windows Phone in the enterprise. So check it out. Welcome back to the Edge Show. Continuing on here, David Tessar, and I am joined again by Alan. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
Yeah, and today we wanted to talk about Windows Phone for IT professionals. Now that we have it released, I think we can share some more things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got my Lumia 920 here, and we're launching this actually last week, this week. It's a little different by market, but if you're in the U.S., this week is kind of the big week where it's available from T-Mobile and AT&T and Verizon, ready to go.
Cool. Well, what are some of the new things that IT pros can expect from Phone 8?
Yeah, well, Phone 8, for the first of all, this is actually Windows, or the core of Windows 8 running on a phone, so it's the NT kernel, right? Something we know for years now. I don't know how many years, but it's more like 15 years or something that we, Microsoft, have developed NT and co-developed it. So now it runs on an ARM SoC environment, a system on a chip environment on the phone, which is for IT pros a great thing because they know NT and they know this kernel, so they know what to expect. And for us as a Windows Phone division, when we develop on this platform, it allows us to take advantage of a lot of the new things that are really important for IT professionals. So new things in terms of security and new things in terms of device management. We get all the security that we know from Windows NT. So we get BitLocker device encryption that fully encrypts the internal storage of the device. We get all the security architecture that helps us isolate applications and make sure that applications cannot prey on each other, so to speak, right? And so malware doesn't get a chance on the phone. We do get other security features like secure login on the phone, etc., that are important to IT pros from a security perspective. And then from a management perspective, we have a built-in management client. We obviously still support Exchange and Exchange ActiveSync for those who want to do EAS-based management with policies from EAS. You can turn on and turn off encryption if you want through EAS, for example. But we also support mobile device management natively on the phone. Mobile device management vendors, including us, Microsoft, have announced that they will be releasing updates to their systems to support Windows Phone 8 soon. So we'll get an update from Windows Intune to manage Windows Phone and Windows RT. And Windows System Center Configuration Manager 2012 can actually hook into this cloud-based management for mobile device management. And so you get a single console, a single management experience from your System Center environment for mobile device management. And then also third parties will have mobile device management, people like AirWatch, Afaria, Mobile Iron, Symantec, and Zenprise.
Okay.
Just to make sure I named them all.
There you go.
At this point in time, and others will follow, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? Now, mobile device management versus Exchange ActiveSync management, the big difference here is your use case, mostly around mobile email for your employees and workers, or is the use case more about mobile applications. So mobile applications use case is really a mobile device management use case, because mobile device management systems allow you to develop your own applications for Windows Phone 8 and then privately and securely distribute them to these phones, so that you have full control over your business data that ends up on these mobile phones.
Yeah, that makes sense. I wanted to touch on one thing you mentioned earlier on is BitLocker. So just to be sure, that by default, does it include full device encryption using BitLocker for the phone?
Yeah,
is
the phone includes the same code as we have in Windows 8 for BitLocker, right? So we do the same type of device encryption, full device encryption. We have a TPM 2.0 in the firmware, in the SoC, so to speak, the system on the chip. From Qualcomm, where we securely store the keys and we fully encrypt the device. Now, out of the box, when an employee would go into a retail shop or whatever and buy a phone, the phone will not be encrypted. But if they come into your company and you want the phone to be encrypted, you just turn it on. You use Exchange Active Sync or one of the mobile device management systems I just called out. They can turn it off. And if they leave the company, you can turn it off again for them. So and at the same time, if you have apps on that, you can just unenroll the phone from your management system, and the apps will be deleted as well as the data. So everything is off the phone, and they still keep their phone as it was before, right?
That sounds great. Can we see that in action?
Because we can do a little demo in a minute. All right, let's go into and show you some of the manageability and the security stuff on the phone. The first thing I would like to show you is I'm going to go into settings, and this is a managed phone. So I'll show you in a minute it's managed. If I go all the way down, I have this new entry in the settings, which is the company app entry. So if I click on it, you can see that I'm managed by a Microsoft management server. And as a user, I can get some updates in what the server is and when it last called back to the management server. So
that
this is a managed device that has policies from a management server, device encryption, those kind of things.
And
right?
And does that option, that company apps, show up on all Windows Phone 8s, or does that only for when
you'd go company to apps is this setting in the setting screen for all Windows Phone 8s and for all MDM systems. So when you click company apps on a brand new phone, so to speak, you will get a pop-up, and it will get you a screen, and it will ask you for your email address and password. That could be your corporate email address and password, or it could be a one-time email address and password that is being given to you through your MDM system. It depends a little bit if it's a cloud system or an on-premise system, etc.
So every
management system will unroll through this built-in client. They don't have to build their own client. We have a built-in management client and mobile device management systems, including Windows Intune from Microsoft, is using. So and that's what is managing this phone right now. It's difficult to show you policy. Obviously, I have a PIN, etc. on this phone. But if I go to phone storage, you can see that I do not have an SD card in this phone, but I do have a storage on this phone. I have nearly 30 gigabytes on the phone, and as you can see next to the little orange dot there, this internal storage is fully encrypted. It says so. So this is how the user can check it. Obviously, as an IT pro, you can check it from your management system, etc., or from your Exchange server as such. Now, the other thing is, once I have enrolled in a management system, the first thing that's going to happen is I'm going to get an app on my phone that allows me to install additional apps. And this is the Corporate App Center that's coming down from Windows Intune for me. It shows me the catalog of apps for, at this point, it's an internal test server, a number of applications that are available to me. I can show all, or I can go into a certain category like productivity and install an application directly from here and install it on my app. This is the MS Time Off app, so if I take vacation, which I'm going to do after this launch, I'll use this app to enter the days I'm off so they get subtracted from my vacation balance at Microsoft. And this is the way I install apps on my phone, as here, let's see, the MS Time Off apps. As you can see, it's grayed out at this point in time. It's being installed, and now it's installed, and I can start using it. All right? So with mobile device management, you put policies on the device. First of all, you have to enroll devices in the mobile device management system. And then during the enrollment, you also put an application that Windows Intune will provide for you that you put on the phone, that's installed on the phone, that allows users to install other corporate applications as such. And then from there on, you see the device into your Intune system. You can manage it. You can change policies. You can update applications. Or you can unenroll it so that the phone is actually removed from your management system and all your management data or your managed data for your applications is actually gone from the phone and completely deleted.
Yeah, so right? In that case, it would delete just the corporate applications and just the corporate data, not the rest of the data on the phone.
Correct, yes. So okay. It would only remove those applications that you manage through your mobile device management system.
All right, so I really enjoyed looking at the management demos there. And one of the interesting aspects is that you see how management starts to kind of blur into this productivity side of things, because now you're enabling these apps and people to get work done. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that's not all, right? I mean, as far as the productivity goes for users, right? So there's probably a lot of other things, right, that Windows Phone can do in that space?
Yeah, obviously Windows Phone is still the best phone for mobile email. We have a great connectivity to Exchange Server and then the functionality in the mobile Outlook version that we have on the phone is just great for a conversation view of email, easy filtering of email, pinning folders to your start screen so you get access to specific project pretty quickly, those kind of things. We have the People Hub that enable you to quickly get access to people. And we integrate Skype into the People Hub as well as your ability to start link calls from the People Hub too, right? So those are two applications in the marketplace. Skype is available today. Mm-hmm. For VoIP calling, and Link will be coming too. We have a Link 2010 app in the marketplace for conferencing that works fine, and the next version of Link will also include VoIP functionality. So more to come there pretty soon. And then obviously we have Office on the phone with the Office Hub. We have renewed the Office Hub with a 2013 version, so Office 2013 on the phone, mobile version, full functionality of the applications with some new functions, like in PowerPoint, you can go to a slide sorter and those kind of things. People love that that type of thing. You can see your speaker notes while you're seeing your slides, so it's easy for you to prepare for a presentation. Those kind of things. And then obviously we'll do a little demo of the functionality too, so you can show how the document synchronization works when we're using Office 365, I should say, the cloud version, so we can easily sync documents over to the phone and the PC, etc. And then we have OneNote for easy note-taking. It's a separate app now. You can dictate to it. We'll demonstrate that too. And you have a lot more control over your OneNotes. And let's not forget for business people, they want to get somewhere, right? So they can use our mapping or Nokia maps on the phone. It's available on all Windows phone, not just the Nokia versions. You can download maps so you don't have to be online to find your way around and go to an appointment. Etc. It's a great thing too, and we have some small tidbits that will help people to have a better life, right? Life balance, like Kids Corner. You can configure your phone in that way that you have a special start screen, so to speak, just for your kids. You don't have to unlock your phone. You just hand them over, and they go into Kids Corner by swiping to the left from your lock screen, and they see their games and their video that I want to watch in the car or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I know that one's going to be good for me because I've had my phone wiped a number of times.
Oh,
so,
that's so unfortunate. Right?
Yeah, so Kids Corner will be useful.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. So got lots of good stuff for the end user and certainly from a productivity perspective too. Okay. So let's go into a demo, right?
Yeah, let's just spend the rest of the time going into demos.
All right, okay, let's do it. So the first thing we want to do is provision email, SharePoint, and Link on this phone because I'm a business user. So I'll go into settings, add an email account, choose Outlook, and add my credentials here, and sign in. Phone is going to go out over the internet and find my credentials. Since this is an Office 365 setting, found them, and automatically configure my Outlook, SharePoint, etc. Obviously, since I'm now connected to a business environment, I also need to set a password, which I'm quickly going to do too, and say done. As a result, it's also going to install the Link app from the Windows Store. If I click done, everything is now configured. It's easy to do. No other phone can do this. Only Windows Phone is so easy to integrate with Office 365. From the start screen, I can quickly get access to my email and see attachments, see that we have a conversation view with Exchange Server, be able to have and receive invitations to meetings like this one. It's a Link meeting. I could quickly join a Link meeting with Windows Phone 8. We will be releasing a new version of the Link app that will support the voice over IP functionality in the phone, so you can now call over a Wi-Fi connection. You no longer have to use your mobile data connection or your mobile phone plan to make these calls. Obviously, we have attachment support, and I'm actually here downloading a deck for the Windows Phone launch meeting with all our secrets that we are revealing. All right, so let's have a look at how this works when you're creating documents across a number of devices. I have here a Windows 8 PC with Office 2013 pre-installed. I'm going to create a new Word document and save it onto my SharePoint in Office 365. This is a new document from my PC, and I'm going to save it on Office 365. There it is, into the shared documents folder, and just save it there. It's on my SharePoint site, and I'll be able to work on it whenever I choose so. So let's now switch over to my Windows Phone to see what happened there. I'm going to go into my Office Hub and look at the documents that are there. It's trying to connect to the Office 365 environment and showing me new documents. And as you can see, I just got a new document in my most recent documents have been updated with the working on my Windows 8 PC with Office 365 document. And although I have never accessed the document, I can just tap on it. It will download, and I can start working on this document on my phone too. So I have them on both devices without me having to do really anything. Happens as magic. Going back to my start screen, the other element that's really important for all of you is obviously the Office Hub. I did configure this phone to be connected with Office 365, and if I go into Office Hub, it shows me the Office 2013 version of Office on the phone. We have places over here, which are locations where I store documents, and as I can see, I can obviously store them on the phone. New is also that when I ever access a attachment on the phone, like a Word document, I don't know exactly what email it is in, I can always come back and click on email, and it will show me the attachments I previously accessed on the phone through email attachments. The other thing is obviously SkyDrive for my personal documentation, and then the team sites part of the Office 365 account that I have with them. I can go to the team sites, browse team sites, go to the shared documents, and look at documents that I have in there. The second pane in the Office Hub that is important or that is available is the recent documents environment. Recent documents here are the documents that I recently accessed. These are not just documents that I accessed on the phone. These are also documents that I have accessed on my Windows 8 PC with Office 2013 installed, or using the web apps of Office 2013. So wherever I use, the recent document list will always be synchronized between the different devices I use. So we have pulled OneNote out of the Office Hub and made it a separate application on Windows Phone 8. OneNote is really important for those people who want to take notes on the road. And the nice thing about OneNote on the Windows Phone 8 is that you can actually dictate your notes to OneNote. So I'm on the start screen. I'm just going to push the start button. Note, let's go to dinner tonight. So it recognizes that I said, let's go to dinner tonight, and it's saving it in OneNote. Opening my OneNote, and there is my dictation.
All right, lots of cool stuff on Windows Phone.
Yeah, so, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I got to have people checking it out there. So,
yeah, okay.
Right, thanks, Alan, for your time.
Oh, yes, it's great. So, and guys, go out and get one, right? They're great phones.
All right, well, hopefully you enjoyed that interview on Windows Phone, showing you a lot of the new capabilities that are in Windows Phone for you as a consumer, as well as making you more productive in your business.
Great. Well, next week, I'm going to be hosting the show. We're going to be talking about some great system center features, how they relate to our upcoming release and capabilities around the private cloud. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter at TechNetEdge. Make sure you check out the links posted below. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please just post it at the bottom of this page. Thanks, and see you next week.